listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. Search efforts continue for a missing 21-year-old man who was last seen near Coconut Wells last Friday night. Saint Stephen's described as being 180 centimetres tall, of medium build, with brown hair and brown eyes. He was travelling in a grey 2023 Toyota Land Cruiser when his vehicle became bogged in marshland and is now believed to be on foot in search of help. Anyone with information is urged to contact police immediately. The state's frontline health workers look set to join teachers in ramping up industrial action as they fight for better pay and conditions. The Health Services Union to hold a mass meeting on May 1st to discuss action, including strict rules on finish times, breaks and overtime. Premier Roger Cook says he wants to work with the union on a positive outcome.
Yeah, the HSU represent around 22,000 members that are doing great work on behalf of the community and our public hospitals. We obviously want to be able to reward them.
A new national model for school discipline is set to be rolled out this year to crack down on students' behaviour in the classroom. It'll cover things like how to line up, stay quiet, sit and listen. Education Minister Jason Clare says it'll give teachers the skills they need to better control the room.
Ultimately, it's up to the individual teacher, the principal and school to determine the sort of discipline response that they roll out. This is about providing teachers with the skills that they can use, the practical steps to make sure that where disruptive behaviour happens, they can put it to an end.
In sport, another big weekend in the East Kimberley Footy League. In the Senior Men North, Warringarry hold on to the top spot after a nail-biting 6-point win over Ord River. And it was Warman Eagles who flew to victory, defeating Port Wyndham Crocs 68-37 in round 3. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.